Testing, 1, 2, 3,
testing. Testing, testing,
testing. We're pretty balanced. Good. Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We'll kick things off today with a quick recap of last week's County Council retreat. Then we'll share some exciting news from our Public Lands Department and finish up with ways you can get involved in the county's community visioning process called Our Summit. All right, let's get into the news.
On Friday, January 20th, the County Council and County Department heads gathered at the Camas branch of the Summit County Library to review the Council's strategic priorities, hear from staff on the successes and lessons learned from 2022, and discuss how both of these will affect and guide the work plan for 2023.
The group covered topics ranging from transportation and congestion to local housing choice to environmental stewardship, land use, and regional planning. And stay tuned for more information in the coming weeks on when the 2023 work plan is established and finalized. And when that comes out, we'll review it and share it with our listeners so you can take a look and know what the county is up to this year.
Okay, so at this week's County Council meeting, the Summit County Council approved a recommendation by the Summit County Interim County Manager, Jana Young, to enter a joint funding agreement with Summit Land Conservancy to acquire an agricultural easement for 99 acres in the Camas Meadows known as Andrus Farm. This easement marks the first use of the $50 million general obligation bond funds approved by voters in 2021 to preserve open space in Summit County.
And in a press release, County Council Chair Roger Armstrong said, "The meadows are a vital part of the Camas Valley's agricultural heritage, scenic open space, and vital watershed. We're pleased to move forward with this agreement in partnership with Summit Land Conservancy and are eager to protect and preserve additional areas of Summit County for future generations while working together to leverage our public funds with Summit Land Conservancy's federal grants to extend the life and reach of the geobond funding."
The Open Space Advisory Committee reviewing purchase opportunities for the GO bond funding made it clear that Eastern Summit County is a high priority area for our committee, for the committee. I'm going to start over. The Open Space Advisory Committee, who's responsible for reviewing purchase opportunities for the GO bond funding, made it clear that Eastern Summit County is a high priority area for the committee to conserve and protect. So this is really exciting news in achieving that mission. You can read more about the purchase and the history of the property on the homepage of summitcounty.org.
And in other public lands related news, you may have heard, but on December 29th, last year, 2022, President Biden signed into law the Federal Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2023, which is a big name, but what it means for Summit County is that there is $1 million of funding for Summit County's Weber River Watershed Resilience Partnership.
The Weber River Watershed Resilience Partnership includes Summit County, the United States Forest Service, Utah Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, the Weber Basin Water Conservancy, private landowners, and other state agencies and nonprofits. It focuses on watershed restoration and fire mitigation treatments in the headwaters of the Weber River, aimed at building landscape-scale resilience to catastrophic wildfire and protecting this critical water source to Summit County and downstream users.
So basically, to sum that up, it's how we can protect the headwaters of the Weber River from a large-scale fire and how that would impact the water. This funding will go towards planning and implementation of fuel reduction initiatives within the upper Weber watershed, such as selective timber harvest and thinning operations. These tactics, when used in conjunction with returning controlled fire to the system, will help make our forest lands healthier and wildfire adaptive and reduce the negative effects of post-fire impacts on the watershed. So think of landslides or just other impacts that the soil will have after a fire.
And again, you can read more about this funding and the Weber River Watershed Resilience Partnership on the homepage of summitcounty.org.
And if you haven't heard yet, Our summit is Summit County's undertaking of a community visioning plan to establish a roadmap for the future of our county. And there's one more kickoff event that is still taking place, which is scheduled from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 7th at the Camas branch of the Summit County Library. And again, this is an open house, so you don't need to stay the whole time, but we are encouraging residents from all over the county, if you haven't made it to one of these events yet, to attend and take 20 to 30 minutes to discuss things that you like about the county and things that you wish we could improve or change about the county.
Community members also have the opportunity to take the Summit County Talks survey now through March 31st. This is an important opportunity to share, again, how you view Summit County as it is now, what you love about our community, and what opportunities you see for it in the next 10 to 20 years. And the survey is available at oursummitcounty.com.
All right, and to wrap things up, we just wanted to give a quick preview into some important topics being discussed at next week's County Council meeting, which happens on Wednesday, February 1st at Ledges Event Center, and also put in a plug that on Tuesday, January 31st, there will be a Council of Governments meeting also at Ledges Event Center.
So next week's agenda for break.
Did you say agenda?
Yeah.
I've done that before.
So next week's County Council agenda includes a public hearing and possible action on a special exemption for High Valley Transit, as well as a continued work session and discussion related to the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement. So information on how to participate in or just listen into weekly County Council meetings can be found at summitcounty.org/engage.
And that's all the news we have for this week. We'll see you next week on Summit in 6.
Boom.